April 2, Christ's universal blessing. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, John 1:9. The grace of Christ is not confined to a few. The message of mercy and forgiveness brought from heaven by Christ was to be heard by all. Our Savior says, I am the light of the world, John 8:12. His blessings are universal, reaching to all nations, kindreds, tongues, and peoples. Christ came to break down every wall of partition, that every soul, whether Jew or Gentile, might be a free worshiper and have access to God. Through varied channels, the heavenly messengers are in active communication with every part of the world. And when man calls upon the Lord with a true and earnest heart, God is represented as bending from his throne above. He listens to every yearning cry and answers, Here am I. He raises up the distressed and oppressed. He bestows his blessing on the evil as well as on the good. In every precept that Christ taught, he was expounding his own life. God's holy law was magnified in this living representative. He was the revealer of the infinite mind. He uttered no uncertain sentiments or opinions, but pure and holy truth. He invites men to take a close view of God in himself in the infinite love therein expressed. To know God is the most wonderful knowledge that men can have. There is much wisdom with worldly men, but with all their wisdom they behold not the beauty and majesty, the justice and the wisdom, the goodness and holiness of the Creator of all worlds. The Lord walks among men by his providences, but his stately steppings are not heard, his presence is not discerned, his hand is not recognized. The work of Christ's disciples is to shine as lights, making manifest to the world the character of God. They are to catch the increasing rays of light from the Word of God and reflect them to men enshrouded in the darkness of misapprehension of God. The servants of Christ must rightly represent the character of God and Christ to men.